At the heart of Champagne-Creuse, 16 kilometres northeast of Troyes, on the former Roman road between Troyes and Beauvais, is the village of Le Pavillon Sainte-Julie. The first traces of human occupation on the site date from the Gallo-Roman period, and coins, jewels, and sarcophagi have been discovered in the area. The name Pavillon is apparently a corruption of the word Pouillon. This is a reference to Pouliot, an old regional French word for wild thyme, which grows in abundance in this area of Champagne, to the delight of the local sheep. In July 1918, Sainte-Julie was added to the name of the commune in reference to an area a little distance from the commune. The village's parish church, La Nativité de la Sainte Vierge, was formerly a daughter church of Saint-Lié. The building in the shape of a Latin cross comprises a 12th century nave and a 16th century transept and apse. The church houses a certain number of sculptures from the Champagne school of the 16th century, some of which are listed. It also has stained glass windows dating from the same period, one of which represents the Tree of Jesse. A few squares of enamelled paving stones from the 16th century survive on the floor. Finally, a lot of very old graffiti is carved into the exterior walls. The De Pin Templar Preceptory, the village of Hugues de Pin, founder of the order and located a few kilometres away, had a house there and a plot of land of around 450 acres. During the 1980s, the cellar was scheduled to be demolished. It was dismantled and its arches reassembled stone by stone in the auditorium behind the town hall of Saint-Julien-le-Villa near Troyes. Although the pavillon was chiefly famous for its post house until 1740, the village's main resource remains agriculture. Cereals, lucerne, and beetroot are also grown here. This pleasant commune is still teeming with life, and its growing population, thanks to its close proximity with the city of Troyes, means it can diversify its activities.